Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm excited about what the Lord's doing for, Sister Ruth mentioned, Brother Charlie, and what the Lord's doing for him and his life. And it's great to see the Lord work in somebody's life like that, such as him. He told me last Sunday, he said, that was his third week to be here. And he told me, he said, it is amazing what the Lord has done in my life. He said, I have been through rehabs. I have been through everything. And it's not been able to work. But in 3 weeks, God's been able to do in my life what all those things have not been able to do. Amen. And so I'm thankful, amen, that the Lord's working in his life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. God is good. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm glad you're with us tonight, and I'm glad you're ready to have church. I always appreciate when you come ready, ready to have church. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We're going to be looking in the book of Ezekiel tonight, in the book of Ezekiel, and the Lord helping us. Praise the Lord. Man, I'm going to be talking. I used this thought in chapel service last week, so kids better help me out and not jump out of here on me, all right? They better help me. Praise the Lord. Amen. Here lies Ann Mann, who lived an old maid, but died an old man. Supposed to be funny. Here lies Johnny Yeast. Pardon me for not rising. Amen. Here lies the body of Jonathan Blake. He stepped on the gas instead of the brake. Amen. My favorite is that epitaph, I told you I was sick. But this one's just as good. It says, she always said her feet were killing her, but nobody believed her. This is a good one too. Here lies Jonathan Fiddle. He went out of tune. I can go on if you want. I'm going to have a point here in a little bit. Man, sometimes epitaphs tell a story. Sometimes they make a statement. Man, this one here gives us a consumer tip. It said, here lies Ellen Shannon, who was fatally burned March 21st, 1870. By the explosion of a lamp filled with R.E. Danforth's non-explosive burning fluid. Man, think about it for a while, that's good. Amen. Harry Smith, born 1903, died 1942, looked up the elevator shaft to see if the car was on the way down. It was. Book of Ezekiel, chapter 37. Don't worry, there's a little bit of method to the madness here. Very little, but there is a little bit. Amen. Ezekiel 37, verse 1 is where I want to begin reading. The hand of the Lord was upon me, carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. Caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I love that vision of Ezekiel, amen, where God took him and brought him out to a valley of dry bones. Amen. I don't know what he was looking at or what the picture would be, but we know the Bible tells us it was a valley full of dry bones. Could it be maybe that a battle had taken place and there was the bodies of those that had died in battle strewn all over that valley there where the battle had taken place? And over time, the skeletons had been bleached by the sun, and the sun had dried them all out so that there was nothing left but just dry bones. Amen. But we know the Lord, when the Lord speaks and the Lord moves, amen, he can do a mighty thing, right? Praise God. But the Lord was using this vision to help Ezekiel to understand the spiritual condition of the people of Israel. He was using this so that that Ezekiel would see, amen, the spiritual state that they were in. The people of Israel had wandered off away from God. They had left and pursued idols. They had pursued other gods. They had neglected the temple. They had neglected their sacrifices. They had left and they had neglected the things of God. And now God was just an afterthought. And God had carried them away in captivity. God was punishing them. And they were far, far away from God. And what God wanted Ezekiel to see, amen, was that the condition of the people of Israel was a very spiritually dry state that they were in. They were dead and they were dry. Dead and dry. Amen. That's what he wanted Ezekiel to understand. When you go away from God, you die spiritually. When you turn away from God, you die spiritually. Maybe there's some of us, amen, that we need to find ourselves having a revival, amen. But what the Lord wanted Ezekiel to see is that no matter how bad it looked as if Israel had become, amen, that God still had the power, amen, to restore them and to bring them back and to revive them and to do something in their life, amen. And he wanted to let Ezekiel know, amen, though you see them now, a dead, dried up boneyard, amen, what you will see in the future is that God is not through with them, amen, and that God is going to bring a visitation, amen. There may be a noise, there may be a shaking, amen, but God's going to raise up a mighty army. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ezekiel may not have ever lived to see this prophecy come to complete fulfillment, amen, but I believe it happened. Mighty army. A mighty army. Man, when you think about it, when I was reading those words, a noise, a shaking. Amen. And a breath and a breathing and the wind. Amen. I begin to think of the day of Pentecost. I begin to think of a day of Pentecost when suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Amen. And they all, amen, begin to speak in tongues. Praise God. Amen. They left there a mighty army. They left there. God rose up a mighty army. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know that God has the ability to work. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to talk to you tonight, if I can, about graveyard religion for a little bit tonight. Graveyard religion. Amen. Because I believe sometimes, amen, we kind of just give up on some things. We just let it die. Amen. Is God still working or not? Is God still moving or not? Amen. I believe that God's not through yet. I believe that God is still going to move and God is still going to work in people's lives. I still believe in a last day revival. I still believe in a last day outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I don't believe we've got our best days behind us and we just need to hold on and get a grip and hold on until Jesus comes and hope that we make it. I don't believe that, but I believe that we can go out in the power and the glory of God. I believe that we can have a move of the Spirit. Amen. We don't have to leave here dead and dried up, but we can have a move of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, Brother and Sister Gallagher, they're preaching for Brother Singleton, Brother Arlie Singleton tonight. And I'm glad the Lord's using them and working for them. Brother and Sister Blue, they're preaching tonight. And they're ministering on their way from Arkansas all the way to South Carolina, up through Virginia. Amen. You pray for Brother and Sister Blue. They've got a long journey ahead of them, and they really need the Lord to give them strength. Amen. Brother Jonathan and Sister Morgan are preaching tonight. Amen. I'm glad that God is using, amen, the people of Bethel Chapel, aren't you? Amen. Be praying for them as we have our service here. Amen. Pray for, amen, those that are ministering elsewhere tonight. Amen. But Brother Gallagher, some months ago, we was coming back. I think we went to a birthday party, Ruth's uncle's birthday party, down in Fairfield, Illinois. And on the way back, he wanted to stop by the graveyard there and cemetery and see where his mom and his dad was buried. And so we all went by the cemetery there. And while we was there, Brother Gallagher showed us. He said, now, you know, his family's here. He said, now, the Shelton gang is all buried over here. Shelton gang. And he pointed out these tombstones where the Shelton gang was buried. And it said Shelton on there. And they... You know, most tombstones had roses and all that and flowers on. These here had machine guns. No, they did not. But anyway, the Shelton gang back in the, you know, they was kind of the mob back in that day from around that area. And they was all, I guess they'd get killed or whatever, get shot up. And they'd bury him out there in that cemetery right there close to the Gallagher family. Amen. So Brother Gallagher, he's got some grave plots there and talk about, you don't want to be buried down in Fairfield. That's where the Shelton gang's buried. That's where the Shelton gang's buried. It's like, you know what? They're not going to know it. They don't care. They don't care. Amen. Somebody was telling me about they bought some grave plots and they took them out to show them where the grave plots were. And they said, now, if you look you from up here on top of this high ground here, you can look down and you can see the water and you can see the trees. And it's such a beautiful sight. And he's thinking, what do I care? I am not gonna see any of this. Just put me off at a corner somewhere. It don't matter. Amen. I don't need to pay extra so I can have a grave with a view. Who needs that, right? Who needs that? Amen. But when we think about a graveyard and a cemetery, we think of all those tombstones out there. And I don't know. I'm fascinated by that stuff. I don't know. I like to walk through there and read them things. Read those things. See that one time there was that column that was cut off short. It looked like it had been broken. It looked like a tombstone that had been broken in half. I thought, well, that's curious. And so I went over and looked at it, and it was just a young man that had been taken out in the middle of his life. Man, his life had been cut short. I thought that said something, you know? That said something there. But I find it interesting. I told, when we was at the cemetery that day, I told Sister Ruth, I said, you know, what they need to do on these tombstones is they need to put those little scan code things, those little squares with all those dots in it. You know what I'm talking about? They need to put those on the tombstone. Then you can take your smartphone and and click on it, and it'll bring up all the information about that person, bring up their obituary, bring up all the information. I thought it was an awesome idea. I thought, you know, I'm going to go home and I'm going to work on that. No, this is no joke. In just a couple of days, I was on the web, and guess what? Somebody had already done it. Somebody heard me telling her about it, and they've already started doing that. They've already started doing that. Because a tombstone tells something about what's buried there. Tombstone tells us, gives us some information about what's buried there. Right? If we came across, like Ezekiel saw, God showed Ezekiel the spiritual condition of the people of Israel in this graveyard, could we look at, and could God show us maybe our spiritual condition tonight and let us see where we are at so that God can do a work in our life as well, so that God can do something special in our life. Amen. There's a few tombstones I want to talk to you about tonight. Amen. A few tombstones that I just want to mention, but amen, the first tombstone is that tombstone of faith. The tombstone of faith. And you say, well, what are you talking about, a tombstone of faith? Well, you know, God has made certain promises to his people. And God has promised that certain things he would do for us and certain miracles that he would work in our life. But he also told us to have faith and to believe and to trust the Lord. He said, if you just have faith as a grain of mustard seed. Amen. He said, you could have such faith that you could say, that this mountain be removed into the depths of the sea. Amen. Jesus told us that if we would have faith, we could do even greater things than what he had done. Amen. But if we just have faith. Amen. But sometimes it seems like it is so hard for us to believe. Amen. We read the scripture and we hear about how God can do miracles and how that God can heal and how God can do great things in our life. But somehow we have trouble grasping a hold of it and believing it and trusting the Lord and having faith. And so we give up on it and we turn away and we go on trying to go about our spiritual walk. Amen. And we let our faith die. And because we have let our faith die, amen, we do not see the miracles and we do not see God do great and mighty things in our midst. Amen. But I still believe that God is a God of the miracle. I still believe that God is the God that heals. I still believe, amen, that God can heal Marty Milliken. I believe that God can heal my mom. I believe that God can heal, amen, those that's battling illness and sickness. Amen. I still believe God can heal a sick and broken body. Hallelujah. Amen. But sometimes we let our faith die. We let our faith die. Amen. What would be the epitaph on your tombstone of faith? Amen. Maybe the tombstone on your, the epitaph on your tombstone of faith, maybe it would say, amen, I could not believe, I could not see. What's the Bible say about faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. But you have to believe. You have to grasp a hold of it. Amen. What is the epitaph on your tombstone of faith? Amen. My sickness is too bad. Amen. God cannot heal me. Amen. Maybe what is the epitaph on your tombstone? Well, the doctor said I was terminal, and so therefore there is no need for me to believe for a miracle. Amen. But I can still believe and I can still hold out. Amen. Because I believe that God can speak to the bones. Amen. The dried up bones of your faith. Amen. And God can bring about a resurrection. Amen. And God can raise you up and God can resurrect your faith, that you can believe God for a miracle in your life tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Man, faith sometimes is hard. I understand. Faith sometimes is hard because it seems like, amen, we have a verse in the Bible over here. Okay? A little bitty verse in the Bible. But over here, we have stacks and stacks of statistics, information, doctor's reports. Come on. Test results, you know, the MRI, the scans, all of that. We've got stacks and stacks of that. And the balance and the scale is being weighed and it's falling over to the side of unbelief. And we keep focusing on all the stacks and all the statistics and all the test results. Amen. But can I tell you, amen, that I still believe there's power in a little verse of the Bible. Amen. That says, with his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. Amen. And I believe that God can resurrect your faith. Amen. Get your eyes off of, amen, the statistics and all of the scans and all the tests. Amen. And focus on what God can do in your life tonight. Amen. Let God resurrect your faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I feel the Lord there tonight. Hallelujah. I feel the Lord here tonight. Amen. God's not through with you yet. Hallelujah. You say, hey, mark me off. I can't do it. I'm too sick. Mark me off. No, come on. Amen. Don't let your faith die. Amen. Don't let your faith go out like that. Amen. Don't let your faith be extinguished, but hold on to God. Amen. Because God's not through with you yet. Amen. And God still wants to do something in your life. Amen. Why not believe God for healing? Why not believe God? Come on. Amen. You can believe a doctor. Why not believe God? Hallelujah. You can believe a test result. Amen. Why not believe God? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know he's able. I know he's able to heal. I know he's able to heal. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I've had such a burden for Brother Marty Milliken. Amen. That, you know, they seem like they get bad news after bad news after bad news. Amen, but let me tell you, Brother Marty Milliken is known all over this country. He's been a blessing to churches all over this country. Amen. And let me tell you, God could do a miracle there that would send, amen, a wave of revival and a wave of healing, amen, throughout all of the churches of America, amen, by just healing Brother Marty Milliken. Praise God. Amen. Amen. A number of years ago, Brother Doug Cornett was involved in a horrible accident. Many of you are probably remember that accident down when he was pastoring down in Jonesboro, Illinois, on his way to a hospital on a two-lane road going over, I believe he's going to Cape Girardeau, and it's just two-lane road. And there was a car that came passing a semi and hit Brother Doug Cornett's head on. And I'll tell you what, they said he died three times on the way to the hospital, but it was a miracle. It was a miracle that he lived. Miracle that he lived, but I'll tell you what, when they got, even though he was alive, he was a broken mess. He was blind. He was so blind that his Bible was not a book, but his Bible was volumes like an encyclopedia. When he got a little bit better and he was preaching, he would take his Bible, and the print was so large that you could only get just a few words even on a page. The print was just so large, just maybe a verse or two verses or three verses there on those pages, because he was so blind. Amen. He was so broken he couldn't walk. They told him, you'll never walk again. You'll never. Amen. I saw Brother Doug Cornett a few weeks ago, amen, down at the Decision Days, down at Neosho. Amen, he was down there. He had just preached, amen, that Wednesday night for Brother Shelton, amen, in his church. He did a chapel service the day before, amen, and let me tell you, amen, God did a miracle for him. Amen, if I could tell you all the story, how that he was in church. Amen. And he was all in a wheelchair, couldn't walk. Amen. But God spoke to him, told him, you need to get up and walk. You need to get up and walk. Amen. You need to get up and walk. And see, he just felt so impressed. He stood up, and guess what he did? Started walking and never went back to a wheelchair. Never went back to any of that. He's walking around just fine. Amen. God totally healed his vision. Amen. And now you can see he even drives, all right? Amen. You say, well, that's no big deal. I know some people that can't see, and they drive too. But listen, I mean, that was a miracle that God did for him. That was a miracle that God has done. Amen. Can I tell you, don't let your faith die. Amen.
Amen. Don't let your faith die. Amen. Don't let your faith die, Brother Miller. Amen. I believe in that God's got a miracle. Amen. Don't let your faith die, Mom. God's got a miracle for you. Amen. Don't let your faith die, Sister Heartline. God's got a miracle waiting for you. Amen. Don't let your faith die, Sister Wilma Brim. God's got a miracle waiting for you. God's not done yet. Amen. There's going to be a resurrection of His power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't think I'm going to get very far here tonight. Hallelujah, because I can't seem to get past the tombstone of faith. Hallelujah. Amen, because God's going to bring a resurrection. A resurrection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll tell you. Amen. We try to go by and we try to visit Brother and Sister Vernon as frequently as we can, but not as often as we'd like. But when we go by there, Sister Vernon, she always, always, always reminds us, amen, that she had a vision of great things going on at Bethel Chapel. Of souls being saved and of miracles being done. Hallelujah. I tell you what, she has a vision for that. Hallelujah. Amen. God's not through yet. God's not done. Amen. God's not through. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Tom Holbert just this morning, amen, he says, I want to see God do some miracles. I want to see God do some miracles. Hallelujah. I still believe that God can do the miracles. Amen. But we just got to resurrect our faith to believe that God will do it. Amen. Wipe that epitaph off the tombstone. Amen. Rewrite a new one and says, I believe. Amen. I believe that I'm serving a God of miracles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and worship with me for a moment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes, God. Oh, yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. God, I know you're a healer, Lord Jesus. God, you're a healer of our body. You're a healer of our mind. You're the healer of our soul, Lord. God, I know that you're a healer in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's a miracle, God, that's waiting for us today. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ah, sometimes you got to execute your faith. Amen. Sometimes you just got to believe. Amen. You got to believe and you just have to say, Lord, I'm staking my promise. I'm claiming it, Lord Jesus. I believe that you're a miracle working God. I believe that you can heal my body. I believe that you can touch me, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sister Ruth, come. Amen. I feel like we just need to let the Lord move for us right now. Amen. Amen. We'll work on other tombstones later. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But don't let my tombstone say that I could not believe for a miracle. Amen. I know one day I'm going to die of something. I understand that. I understand that I'm going to die of something. But listen, amen, don't let it ever be said, amen, that I could not believe for a miracle. Hallelujah. Don't let it ever be said that I could not grasp a hold of the faith in God to believe that He might work. I know one day I may fall and I may die, but listen, don't ever write on my tombstone that he didn't believe God. He didn't believe in a miracle. Amen, because I still believe, amen, that God's able to do a healing, that God's able to do a miracle for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. The altar's open right now. Amen. You're needing God to do something for you. Amen. The altar's open right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why not just take a hold of your faith and say, Lord Jesus, God, oh God, if you heal me or not, Lord, I'm still going to believe and I'm still going to have faith and I'm going to still seek for my healing. I'm still going to seek for my touch, Lord God. I'm not giving up. I'm not going to quit, but I'm going to believe God for healing. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, let's come. Let's pray. Let's lift our hands. Amen. Let's let God work in our life. You need God to heal your body. Amen. Come. Hallelujah.
Heal me with
helping us tonight. Hallelujah. Let's believe. Hallelujah. Trust God. With God, all things are possible. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're believing for a miracle. God, we're believing for a miracle, Lord.